With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's top diplomat says ending the war in Ukraine will require concessions from all sides. Secretary of State Rubio spoke following a meeting this morning with his Russian counterpart in Saudi Arabia. Hamas says there will be another hostage release this week, planning to free six Israeli captives on Saturday, in addition to the bodies of four hostages to be turned over to Israel on Thursday, according to Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, turning its attention to the Social Security Administration, President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. Panel Chair Elon Musk says millions in the Social Security database range in age from 100 to 159, and some are even older than that. Posting on X, Musk writes, "Maybe Twilight is real, and there are a lot of vampires collecting Social Security." Meanwhile, there's a legal victory for Doge.
Monday evening, a federal judge declined to block Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from gaining access to Education Department data on student borrowers. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss ruled that the University of California Student Association, which brought the lawsuit, had not shown sufficient irreparable harm to receive such immediate relief. Doge has moved rapidly to install employees at federal agencies with the aim of cutting trillions of dollars in government waste. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
18 people injured. A Delta Airlines plane overturned while landing yesterday at Toronto's Pearson Airport.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
Airport CEO Deborah Flint heard on Canada's CTV network the airliner was inbound from Minneapolis. Weather may have been a factor. On Wall Street, the Dow down 61 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian politician is targeted after decrying church attacks.
Gwen O'Mahony represents the Conservative Party in British Columbia, and she recently went on a news program and condemned the recent rash of church burnings in the country. A few days later, somebody set her car on fire. More than 30 Canadian churches have been put to the torch, and O'Mahony told an interview that she blames online Christian hate, which has been growing in her country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing that the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. This is a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for an employee or refusing them access to whatever bathrooms they desire constituted a form of harassment. This is SRN News. More Amazon employees say we're doing just fine, thank you.
Workers in an Amazon warehouse in North Carolina have rejected a proposal to unionize. They are the latest group in the company's employees to side against union representation. The National Labor Relations Board said Saturday about three-quarters of employees at an Amazon fulfillment center in Garner, a town located near Raleigh, voted against joining a grassroots labor organization called Carolina Amazonians United for Solidarity and Empowerment. Keith Peters reporting.
The Canadian national anthem was booed by fans at yesterday's Four Nations hockey face-off, apparent payback for the jeering of the Star-Spangled Banner during the opening rounds in Montreal last week. Before the anthems were heard, the public address announcer asked that you kindly respect the national anthems and the players that represent each country. More details at SRNNews.com.